and thank you all for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only into the question and answer session of today's conference call. Today's call is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. And now I'll turn the call over to your first speaker for today, Mr. Ron Brochet. Sir, you may begin.
Thanks for reminding me to come off of mute, Don.
Sure.
So, Angie, thank you again. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Appreciate you taking the time to join us today. We have some very exciting updates that we want to take you through to our new competitive sales tool that we have in our arsenal called Butterfly. So hopefully everybody's had a chance to download the material. Okay, and Don Dissinger, I call him Dr. Data, Don Dissinger, is going to take us through the updates on the Butterfly tool. I just want to point out that I know we have several different brands and partners on this call today, and this tool can be used to not only drive utility storage software, but it's a great tool to drive STG hardware, whether it be Protector, XIV, DS4, 5. This tool can be used in competitive situations and drive the entire IBM storage portfolio. It's a very exciting tool. So without any further ado, I'll just pass it over to Don. Take it away.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, and good day, everyone. Thanks for joining on today's call. I'm going to take you through the offerings from a company called Backup Migrator. Backup Migrator was formed about a year ago from some people who were business partners in the UK, long-standing partners, IBM business partners, who had done Tivoli Storage Manager for many, many years, probably over 10 years. So they're very, very technical and very knowledgeable about TSM, very strong proponents of TSM. And what they were looking for was a better way of showing the value that TSM provides in order to do a competitive takeout. And they went off and actually designed two things. The first was a way to collect data from a competitive environment so that you could build a business case to take back to the customer and convince them to move to TSM. The second was a way to migrate the data, assuming you were able to convince this customer to move, to answer the second question, which always comes up, how do I migrate my data to this new solution? So they came up with a way to address that as well. And those are the two offerings. We're going to focus mostly on the first offering, and we're going to make you aware of the second, simply because it comes up in sales calls all the time. And then we're going to have a discussion on what to do with this information and how to go forward and do some prospecting and make some calls on your customers to get them interested in this. So if you would take a look at the presentation that was sent out. The presentation is entitled The Butterfly Effect, and the reason for that is the butterfly effect is an idea that the simple flapping of a butterfly's wings can affect weather systems all over the world. By the same token, a simple change in the way we do prospecting and the way we present a business justification to a customer can make all the difference in whether or not that customer moves forward with our proposal. So we really think that this can be a game changer, especially for those who have done TSM takeouts, know how difficult it can be and how time-consuming it can be. If you look at how this really sets up the discussion and really convinces a customer, you'll see the value that this really provides. So please go ahead to slide two. The challenge that we've had, again, for many years, for those of you who've ever done TSM takeouts, is that we know that our customers want better return on investment and want a low total cost of ownership. We know that they're struggling with scalability issues. We know that their budgets are flat and they don't have a lot of money. We know that TSM, or we sense that TSM is going to be a good solution for them, but the question is, how do we present that? Go on to slide three. You know, most customers would think, and rightly so, that it's expensive to move from one product to another, and it is. Typically, you've got retraining to address. You've got infrastructure that typically needs to be refreshed at the same time, and you have to somehow address the data migration issue and how you're going to be able to recover older data that was backed up on these older systems. So all of these have to be addressed, and any one of them can cause a customer just to stay put and not move forward and stay with what they have, whether or not they like it a lot or not. The path of least resistance often is to just stay where they are. So enter the product Butterfly. Go on to slide 4, which is a way to easily discover all of the backup environment and the types of things that customers are doing. Simply by installing a collector, a data collector, on any of the customer's master or media backup servers, and collecting that data, which takes all of about 30 minutes per server, uploading this to the backup migrator folks. They run it through an analysis, through a database. They also take input from the client team, the customer team, and they generate a report, a deliverable for the customer that is meant to be presented to the customer and in detail. So if you would, go ahead and move over to slide 6, and I'll take you through this report. The responsibility of presenting this concept to the customer and proposal is really IBM's. Backup Migrator simply facilitates with the process by providing the data collectors, generating this report for us, and providing us some support as needed to help us understand the output and the meaning of the data. So we're really IBM or an IBM business partner at all times is in charge of the entire customer meetings and process, and the backup migrator folks are simply providing the information and tools for us to get the job done. So look at slide 6, if you would, and this is really a large poster board that is carried into the customer account. This would be after you've done your initial proposal and the customer agrees to move forward with the study. The SEs on the account would go in and install the data collectors, collect the data, upload it. The backup migrator folks would generate this report. This is called an AER, or Analysis Engine Report. So this is what you would go back to the customer with to present your findings. And it has a lot of information in one place. If you look at the top center of this report, you'll see two diagrams. The left-hand diagram is one of the customer's existing environment, be it NetBackup or Commvault or Networker or any kind of product. The right-hand side would show the proposed TSM replacement solution. And then in addition to all of this, you have source information and target information of exactly what these environments look like. Down below on this report, you've got the customer's capacity. What are they backing up? How big are their servers? You've got cost savings in the center. So the whole business justification really is at the lower center of this report. And then on the right-hand side, any kind of operational issues that we resolve. So we show some of these in more detail as we go forward. Go on to chart 7. You'll see, again, a picture of the source, and it lays out the source architecture, both software and hardware, explains the clients, where the software is deployed, what kind of backups are being done. So it gathers a lot of this information very quickly, and this would take a long time to gather, typically, from interviews and from having the customer go off and search their documentation. Go on to slide 8. Here's the business justification, where we outline the infrastructure that the customer is currently using, at the amount of incremental savings from using something like TSM's progressive incremental backup, the hardware, the storage, and media savings that are associated with that. And we can come up with a number of cost savings that we can give the customer. And this is just based on the line of sight type of savings that you would get on media, on hardware. I think we include power into this, power savings. What's not included on this are any cost savings that the customer would get from, you know, subscription renewals or license. So this is just the environmental savings that a customer gets by going from one solution to the next. And it's fairly detailed. And this is something that you would spend a fair amount of time on in the presentation to the customer. Go on to chart 9. You'd also talk about any operational issues. When you collect this data, you'll also be collecting any tape issues, media issues, all sorts of things that the customers typically will not or may not know about, and you'll be presenting them as if you are the consultant, the expert who understands how this works, and you understand how TSM is going to resolve these issues. So you'll see this chart talking about not only the issues that exist in their current environment, but how we're going to resolve those issues going forward with a TSM solution. And then on to slide 10, you've got this last step, which is really an optional step on the part of the customer, is how do we do a data migration? Let's assume that everything you tell me, IBM, sounds great and your cost savings look good and I agree with them, but how do I migrate the data that I've already got from my old backup environment? And so part of this AER report includes a scoping of the amount of data that would actually have to be migrated, because not everything in a customer's backup stream has to get migrated to move over to a new solution. It's usually a subset of that. And so we show the customer exactly what those numbers look like and help them get a grip on the kinds of cost you would have to move that data over. But this step is a post-sales step, and you would use a second offering from Backup Migrator, which is called their data migration appliance, to actually do the physical migration. And it would read the tapes of the existing backup product and migrate that data on the fly into TSM storage pools and populate the TSM database at the same time. This is something that we've never had the ability to offer any of our customers. In the past, we've always had to propose that the customer either let the data die on the vine and expire, or we would say, well, you can restore it and then back it up with TSM, which was a very labor-intensive process. We now have a much easier process to propose to them and actually take a lot of the pain of migration out. And this one thing is often what keeps a customer from moving to a new backup solution. Go ahead to slide 12 now. So some of the sales advantages of using these offerings, these butterfly offerings, I've mentioned some of them, but what this does is it tends to shorten the sales cycle significantly on the front end. It really helps you gather the data that you need to come back to the customer with an accurate proposal. And the data you come back with is actual data. It's not speculative. It's not an estimate. It's actual data coming from their backup servers. So the customer tends to skip right past that question of whether or not this data is valid. They assume it's valid and that the output is accurate. And then the question immediately goes to what's the business value, what's the cost savings, and do I really have a case to take this forward and make a change? If we go ahead to slide 13, these are just four examples of what we've done this year. Actually, the first example, National Grid, was a U.K. opportunity that closed late last year. We're now going back to National Grid for some additional business in fourth quarter. Kingston Communications, Arkiva, and Prudential, three opportunities that were done in second quarter of this year. The actual reports were delivered, and now we're working to close the opportunities. In North America alone, we've had two opportunities where we've completed studies. We've got another two or three that are going to be done within the next week or two, and we probably have a pipeline of about another 15 or 20 opportunities that we're working with, having discussions with the customers. So this in North America, North America is about 6 months behind Northeast IoT in getting this launched, but we're seeing rapid adoption of this in North America, and we're building a pipeline for TSM takeouts. We're also now taking this worldwide and getting some of the other IoTs on board with this in third quarter. So the amount of momentum is picking up rapidly for doing these studies.
Hey, Don, can I just jump in here for a moment with these examples, customer examples? The deal sizes shown are just the software components. What's not reflected in this chart is the hardware that's also part of the replacement opportunity, whether it be Protector for a virtual tape and data dedupe, or new LTO drives, or new disk or TSM storage pools. So the actual deal sizes are larger than what's being reflected here.
Yeah, good point, Ron. In the UK, there was an opportunity at Nottingham City Council where the opportunity for hardware was the primary driving reason for doing this study, and it netted over $1 million. That opportunity was just closed in August. It netted $1 million opportunity in storage and tape refresh at this customer. And from front to back, the entire opportunity was identified and closed within 6 weeks just by doing this study, almost unheard of in the amount of time it took. And as a result, there's another $300,000 in software opportunity. So this was an existing TSM customer, but there's another $300,000 in new opportunity for the software team to run after for fourth quarter that they're trying to close now. So go ahead to slide 14, if you will. I mentioned existing TSM customers. The data migration that I've been talking to up till now is for competitive accounts. That's where you use this appliance that Data Backup Migrator has. But Backup Migrator also has a software utility that can help migrate version 5 customers to version 6. And what they do is that instead of actually doing a database upgrade, which is a fairly long process, what they do is migrate the data to a new version 6 server that's in place already with its own storage, and allows the customer to have a migration solution without any downtime. So I bring this up because we have customers that have very large TSM databases and are struggling to find a way to migrate to version 6 in a weekend. This might be a good solution for a lot of them, and offers them a migration without any downtime. So this is not the study. This is a separate offering, but I mention it because it is something that comes from the Backup Migrator company. So go ahead to slide 16. These are the products listed that are supported by Backup Migrator. Basically, it's all the major players that are out there. You see Commvault, HP Data Protector, CARCServe. There's EMC and Symantec. By far and away, the number one competitor that we do studies with is Symantec NetBackup, and that's probably because they have the largest market share. I would say second to that would be EMC or Legato's Networker. And then after that, we had one or two ArcServe. We've had a Data Protector, and we've had at least one Commvault opportunity. So pretty much anybody out there The other thing I want to mention is where Backup Migrator helps on the front end of the sales cycle dramatically, it does not really do anything to create a better business case. It lets you illustrate the business case, but you've got to have a strong business case up front for a customer to switch to TSM. Most customers who are using a competitive product are using way more tape and more resources than they need to, so typically this is not a hard thing for us to do, but you still have to have the basics there to justify moving to TSM. It doesn't make a poor business case any stronger by having a nice report. So go on to chart 17. What would we like you to do as a sales team? Well, we'd like you to go out and identify opportunities for a butterfly analysis. We want you to go to your customers. Now, these can be either your existing customers that don't have TSM or you could never convince to take TSM. We have Tivoli customers who have all the Tivoli monitoring problems, but their legacy backup is still Symantec, and we can't get them off of it. So this is another reason to go in and call on those customers and gives you a real easy way to show the business value of moving. Another area is to break into very large new customers, prospective accounts, that we really have had no reason to call on. Every time we go to them, they tell us to go away. We've got a backup product. We've got data management. And then any other high-profile accounts that we've had little success at breaking into. We've got to make sure the opportunity is of sufficient size to justify the cost. We're not going to go in and do a study if it's a very small account, typically, and it's not going to drive more than $50,000 of revenue. We want to consider hardware, as Ron said, hardware and software revenue. We can do these studies for hardware only, and some of these deals are very, very large. We have one opportunity out on the West Coast where the hardware opportunity could be in excess of $10 million and the software opportunity probably $2 million. So we need to consider all of the business that we could possibly generate within IBM when we pick out these accounts. What you want to do is to get started, you want to engage your IMT sales leaders. So go on to the next slide, and you'll take a look at the different things these sales leaders will help you do. What we understand is that every time you get engaged in one of these opportunities, you're going to need some assistance in helping to evaluate the opportunity and qualify it. We want to make sure we're talking to customers that are serious about saving money and moving to a more efficient environment that will help them address some issues. We want to try and avoid customers that are, you know, simply pitting us against other vendors to drive price down or kicking tires as much as we can. So this is really a business and a financial discussion more than anything else. It's not a feature function discussion. We want to make sure that we find the right sponsors in the account, and we need to make sure that we're looking at all of the different salespeople within IBM and see who has the strongest relationships at the highest levels to make sure we have the right kind of discussion going forward. And then we'll help with the sales presentation. It's a lot easier to give this presentation after you've done it once or twice. And certainly the training helps do that. We have recorded training from the folks at Backup Migrator that's open to the salespeople as well as the technical people. And then, of course, making the sales calls, IBM, as I mentioned earlier, IBM and or the business partner that's engaged in this is going to be responsible for making the initial call and also making the call to present the results and findings. The technical support people for that sales team will be responsible for running the data collectors, and of course you have to be certified in order to get access to those collectors, and then, you know, deal with any kinds of technical issues. And then if we need to engage the Backup Migrator team during the whole sales process, we can do that as well. On slide 20, this is a chart that includes all of the the technical pre-sales people in North America who have certified already with using this tool. So take a look. There are people from all parts of the U.S. We've got Dan Thompson, who is an above-region resource for the U.S., and even Dan Wolf, who is on Claire Rankin's team on the worldwide SWAT team, has gone through this and certified as well. So there's lots of technical resources out there who understand how this works. There's no reason why the salespeople can't go through the recorded training session, because that training session talks a lot about how to present these results to the customer. It's a business discussion as much as it is a chance to answer technical questions. That's the next chart is simply a chart of your contacts in the U.S., the IMT sales leaders. I mentioned Dan Thompson's name. In the channel, we've got Doug Schofield, who's also certified. So reach out to these sales leaders for assistance in helping you getting started, and they'll help you along with Ron and myself. We'll help you get the opportunity progressed and help you identify some funding so we can move forward. Ron, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, I'd just like to share a comment or an observation that was shared with us from a consultant who has access to quite a few customers, talking to them about their data growth. And one thing he told us was that of all the customers he talked to, about 50% of those customers are looking to make a major backup infrastructure change within the next 12 months. He said they're primarily going to do it for three reasons: to reduce total cost of ownership for backup, to introduce new technologies like data deduplication, and three, to make it simpler to manage, to improve productivity. The other thing he shared with us was that for the first time in a long time, customers are willing to replace their current software with something else to achieve their three primary goals. So we have, I think, a unique opportunity here in North America over the course of the next year or so, where we can go into these customers who are struggling with data growth and show them how IBM, STG, Tivoli together with our business partners can deliver superior cost savings over the competition. So this butterfly tool, the data migration capabilities, is huge in terms of helping us justify the business value. So with that, what I'd like to do is we have Don, of course, myself, and Rich Anderson's on the phone, too. I'd like to open up the lines for questions. So, Angie, could you help us with that?
You will be prompted to record your first and last name so that you may be announced. In order to withdraw your question, you will press star 2. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. One moment, please, for our first question. And it looks as though there are no questions, sir.
Wow. Don, you did a tremendous job presentation. So really, the purpose of this call, like I said, it wasn't the first one we've done for North America, but there's been some new information that I wanted to make sure that everybody had access to. The fact that we now have the ability to go after Commvault that was originally missing in the supported platforms, and the fact that we have access to the data migration capabilities, and as Don highlighted, something that is a need with our existing TSM version 5 customers that are struggling to get to version 6 with the database conversion. We have something that will simplify that migration and get them to the new platform quickly. So with that, if there's no questions, let me conclude the call. Thanks once again for joining. Have a great day and happy selling.
And this will conclude today's conference call. You may now disconnect.